B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Walt it, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Want to know, baby? Let's go!
Congratulations!
Let's go! Man.
Let's go!
Great job, baby!
Let's go!
Good job, baby!
That's it, Joel. Good job, buddy.
Pretty nice.
Hey, baby. Nice job, bro.
Nice job.
What it like, man? What it like, man?
Lot to improve, but it was a good start.
That could be a lot better.
What's up, youngster?
What's up, baby? What's how up? You doing?
I'm the only one that gets to call you young around here.
There's not many.
I know, man.
Okay, fellas, that's a good start. That's a way to play complimentary football for 60 minutes. Really good job. We had a good week of practice. We were ready to go. Played like it, okay? So we got to do the same thing this week. Make it like that every week, okay? And have good execution, all right, next Sunday in Miami. So we got a big challenge ahead of us right there. All right? Nice job, fellas. Congratulations.
I got a question for you. I think I know the answer, but how do we feel about a Sunday night victory in Foxborough?
Oh, yeah!
You are good.
New addition to the family. Hello.
Did we go with Devin?
Right,
no,
bro.
We went with Jonathan. Congrats, man.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere.
Good job.
There's a lot to unpack in that clip right there.
Yeah, there is.
That's a good one.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Dutcher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985.
There's an exquisite amount of RKK in that, which is fantastic.
All right, play it again.
All right, so let me just kind of take you through what's happening here. Yeah, well, and Slater's fantastic in this. So this is after
Sunday night victory.
It's in the locker room. After their win, you hear at the beginning a little bit of Drew Bledsoe busting the chops of Tom Brady, saying, I'm the only one here that's older than you. And then you've got, of course, Bill Belichick congratulating the team, Matthew Slater doing a speech, and then afterwards he goes, Bill Belichick says, and a new member of the family, and he holds up a cell phone in which they are FaceTiming Antonio Brown.
Cool.
And so that's when you hear the whole place go, whoa! Everyone's like waving at Antonio Brown, and then you've got Devin McCourty holding the phone, talking to Antonio Brown, and then Jonathan Kraft jumping in and like yelling something to Antonio Brown. So there's a lot to unpack. So now that you know what you're about to listen to, let's start it once again from the beginning in all of its glory and just extra RKK. A little, hey,
let's go, coach.
Want
to
know, baby? Let's go.
Congratulations.
Let's go.
Great job.
Let's go.
Good job, baby.
That's it, Joel. Good job, buddy.
Pretty nice.
Hey, baby. Nice job, bro.
Nice job. What it like, man? What it like, man?
I could be a lot better.
What's up, youngster?
What's up, baby? What's how up? You doing?
I'm the only one that gets to call you young around here.
There's not many.
I know, man.
Okay, fellas, that's a good start. That's a way to play complimentary football for 60 minutes. Really good job. We had a good week of practice. We were ready to go. Played like it, okay? So we got to do the same thing this week. Make it like that every week, okay? And have good execution, all right, next Sunday in Miami. So we got a big challenge ahead of us right there. All right? Nice job, fellas. Congratulations.
I got a question for you. I think I know the answer, but how do we feel about a Sunday night victory in Foxborough?
Oh, yeah!
You are good.
New addition to the family.
And that's Antonio Brown on the FaceTime.
We went with Jonathan. Congrats, man.
That part was strange.
Apparently, like that, it was Van Noy. If it was not Antonio Brown.
Oh, I've heard that it was Antonio Brown.
No, it makes sense. A new
member of the family is the kid. Yeah.
Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, that was they were FaceTiming Kyle Van Noy's wife, who just had a baby. That's why he didn't play Sunday night.
Okay, right. there's a news story going around that was Antonio Brown. So
you need to stop reading the Onion.
Yeah,
Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah, I mean, once again,
it makes a little bit more sense.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the picture of Antonio Brown and Tom Brady together yesterday?
Yes.
Yep, they are hanging out.
Yeah, there is a there's a couple things. We got a guy from Pittsburgh coming on at 8:20 that despises Antonio Brown.
He did an interview with Tommy Kern before the game, and he called Antonio Brown a narcissistic diva. just the guy I want on now.
And for being the stuff he did on the field too. But then there was an article I read from a ex receiver that played with Terrell Owens, and his feelings on why Oakland screwed up, but Pittsburgh was right. The difference between what the situation in Pittsburgh and the situation in Oakland. And I found that pretty interesting. But yes, indeed.
Well, Oakland ended up winning without him last night. And I just want to say that the Bankroll Boys are absolutely on fire over the last several weeks with everyone except for me.
Yes. Yeah.
They continue to lose money.
How do you bet on Joe Flacco?
Because it was the degenerate special.
Oh, my God.
No, that's not even a degenerate special. You should go WNBA with Lifshatz.
Seriously, yeah. You have a better opportunity than Joe Flacco.
I see, but I want it to be like a game that I'll actually be able to watch. Like, I wouldn't know where to see any of these WNBA games.
Do you want the money or not?
I'd rather, it's more fun if you do it on like games that
you'd rather
watch.
Lose and watch than win and not watch.
Listen, these guys have great track records and they've won me a lot of money.
It's you bet on game. Joe Flacco.
At the end of the day.
It's not the dumbest bet.
No, it wasn't the dumbest
bet. The Raiders are a bad team.
Flacco's a bad quarterback.
I just like that the line changed because Antonio Brown's situation. They do very well, but in fairness, you're behind.
Yep. They got me in a hole.
They got you in a hole.
Yep.
So
I mean, it's been like, 2 weeks in a row of very bad picks, and every other pick it seems that they make has been hitting. I think they were 12-2.
Yeah, they've been outstanding. That's true. The over under podcast has been gold.
Yep.
It really has.
Well, they are getting very cocky. Oh, the over under podcast. Because
they should. That's huge. That is a huge percentage rate.
No. I know. It's not even about the bets, though. It's about just like over under podcast fever. Because I follow Murray on Twitter, and one thing I don't like about Twitter is if you like something now, it gets sent to you. Because I follow Gary Goldman, and he likes everything.
Oh, is that on Twitter? You can turn that off, I think.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know you could do that, but so I follow that would be good because people like all this crap, and you can tell why a lot of people like stuff because it's a sports take from a just happens to be a very attractive woman, and I'm like, well, this is you could have retweeted this or liked this from someone else, but yeah, when those flood in, but the Bankroll Boy is very, very cocky. Lifshatz is bragging about the amount of downloads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is they are on fire with this over-under, and God bless them, but a little bit of humility.
Good for them.
But you have a little humility. Act like you've been there before. I mean, come on. But yes, they've done very well. But then, like, Murray put something on Twitter, like, too many amateur questions. If you want to hear something, listen to our Betting 101 podcast.
Oh boy!
Like Murray's too many amateurs. There's too many amateurs.
Step aside, Junior. Let the real guy through.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting like the more I read it, like the cockier they're getting.
Just gonna come in here smoking a stogie next time.
Yeah.
Well, guys, let me lay it out for you.
Yeah, come on, guys. It's Betting 101. Yeah, I think I have it here because I just read it.
Well, they have no right to be cocky until they win me some money. Because right now, like, their most high-profile client is losing money.
How many jelly beans are you down?
300.
Okay.
Yep, not much, but
jelly
still.
Beans? I don't know. How much cash are you down? 300.
Jelly beans? Ew.
Yep, so 300 bucks, I'm down.
You just said that? Boo.
Okay.
That's almost as bad as about the soda thing that you said, or tummy.
I forgot about tummy. That's right.
Isolate jelly beans. How many jelly beans are you down? Ugh. All right, here's Joe Murray
For all you gambling rookies, a PK means you can take a side with no points. It's also the equivalent of on the ML, and the big is normally set at one -110. VIG is the juice. I think he meant VIG is normally set at -110. I don't know. Maybe he didn't mean that. VIG is the juice or the 10% or the $10 added on 100. Listen to Betting 101 on our podcast page for any confusion. Too many amateur comments.
A lot of squares. They need more sharps.
Yeah, that's right. Kids these days don't even know how to peak low on a high spot. Bid out the levels, churn and turn back when tipped over. Gambling 101. Simply read the differential, level the evens, book out, and place. You'll win every time.
Wait, could you repeat that? I didn't understand any of that.
That's a commentator being funny.
Okay. When you throw the ball at him, the ball bounces off the receiver's heel and winds up on his tummy, or he swats a ball down.
Hang on.
Did I actually say that? Oh, God, I said that.
How many jelly beans you find, huh, Mr. Reagan?
How many clams?
Well, clams make sense.
So it's the food that was the problem. Okay.
Is jelly beans a term?
I don't know. Just made it up. I have no idea.
How many jelly beans you down? All right. Rachel, what is going on?
Oh, man. Things got weird at Fenway yesterday. The entire day, just a big pile of weird. We'll get to that.
We will talk about that, and we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Dutcher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Dutcher and Rich. What's up? What's going down in the world sports? Is there baseballs flying, pigskins kicking, soccer balls flying all over the place? WNBA hoop. What's going on,
GM's
man?
GM's getting fired.
Bring it all over to me. Come on, give me a heap of help with the sport.
Well, I'll give you all the jelly beans. Well, the day after the Red Sox decided...
How many jelly beans you buy?
After they decided to fire Dave Dombrowski, members of the press all waited to find out when the media availability with ownership would be. You know, the one that usually happens when the GM of a major franchise is let go, much less one that helped you win a World Series one season ago. But this never happened. Instead, a press release was issued, and Alex Cora was stuck answering questions on a decision he didn't make for 22 minutes.
And here's what's interesting about this, is that why wouldn't ownership talk about it? Because it makes sense what they did. Dombrowski accomplished what they wanted to do. They wanted to sell out and to win a World Series, and he's ill-equipped for the new chapter with this team. Which is to try to, like, you know, I don't know, have a farm system, try to get things back to normal.
That's the first thing I thought of. What are they scared of?
I know. Like, what do you have to, like, it's not a controversial move.
Sam Kennedy physically can't answer questions, which is not true. Sam Kennedy is a very affable guy. I don't understand any. John Henry might not have been available, but he has more than enough people to cover for him.
No, he's in town. He's in town.
Fine. Then stick him out in front of the cameras. Who cares?
I think Sam Kennedy, I don't know who has, like, a major problem with it. I mean, if you look and you say, well, Dombrowski won a World Series, and then the next year they don't play well, so should they get rid of him? I mean, fine, that can be your opinion, but it's not, like, crazy.
And also, it's not like they fired somebody who is beloved by everybody here.
Yeah, this isn't Theo Epstein.
It's not Francona. Yes. Right. It's like, this is somebody, Dave Dombrowski, there's not, like, a huge emotional attachment to the guy, and there's reasons why you did it. Like,
no, it makes sense.
Very quantifiable reasons.
Yeah, the move makes sense.
Well,
Dombrowski is, like we said, he's like, you know, he comes in, he
tears everything apart, gets you what you want, and has to get out.
Well, when asked if it was fair that he had to be the one answering for management, Alex Cora said this.
Unfair or fair, I don't know. The team already sent a statement. They wanted to make sure, you know, that we appreciate what they did as an organization. I know for some people it's probably not enough. For others, maybe it is. I'm just here like every day, you know, just to talk to you people, whatever you guys want to talk about, you know. From my end, like I said yesterday, I was very surprised.
Yep. Well, another thing we learned is that it wasn't just the press that the Red Sox ownership was ducking. It was the entire team.
Eddie, BOH, John, Sam, Tom, they came down. It was kind of like an audible, you know, because the way it works, I got to come here and you guys are going down there. I don't want them to get caught off guard. So, you know, just got the whole group and let them know what happened. Then today, John, Sam, and Tom, they address the players, and now everybody, you know, everybody's in the same page, and they know what's going on.
Yep, and they actually originally told Alex Cora and to inform the team of his firing. So Alex Cora was the one that had to go in and tell all of the players that Dave Dombrowski had been let go. What a ridiculous place to put Alex Cora in. I mean, if you were already in the camp that believed Dave Dombrowski firing was done on the night of the Patriots banner drop as a way to keep the spotlight off of any kind of bad news regarding the Red Sox, then maybe you're going to take a look at what they did next with a somewhat of a skeptical eye. Once again, Fred, I'm in your camp. I don't know why they needed to do all this hiding. This is something that I think people can relate to. It's justified. But about 45 minutes before the game last night, out of nowhere, there was an announcement that David Ortiz would make his very first public appearance since being shot and left in critical condition at Fenway later that night, and he would throw out the first pitch. He did, and afterwards, he spoke.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we welcome home one of the most beloved people ever to wear the Red Sox uniform. Won't you please welcome the symbol of resilience, strength, triumph, and love, our one and only Big Poppy, Red Sox Hall of Famer number 34, David Ortiz. Catching his pitch is his friend and former teammate, Jason Varitek.
Good evening, good evening. Hey, first of all, I want to thank Scal for giving me a second opportunity in my life to be able to be here with all of you.
The redhead.
I want to thank the Red Sox, my real family. They always have been there for me, supporting me. They were aware of what happened to me, and they were the first one there supporting me. Thank you very much, Red Sox family. I want to thank all of you for all the prayers. All of them came home. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I want to thank my former teammates for being there for me. Also, all of them came home to check up on his boy. Also, I want to thank the Yankees. A lot of my boys over there came and check up on Big Papi. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. God bless you all. Sucks.
First of all, Ortiz looked great. I mean, he moved just fine. There were no noticeable difficulties when he was walking or speaking. He looked like old Big Poppy, and that's great news. I mean, he looked fantastic. But, man, that was weird. The first triumphant return of Big Poppy to the public eye after being on the brink of death was supposed to be a moment. I mean, didn't you imagine, one that they would show years from now, like one of the most beloved figures in Boston cheats death and has returned.
Announce it beforehand.
That's supposed to be bigger than life, like not a dry eye in the place. But it didn't even seem like the stands were full. And it seemed like many of the people who were there were taken by surprise. Even Remy and Eckersley said they had no idea it was going to happen until about 30 minutes beforehand. And it was on a Monday night before a meaningless game. It all seemed so rushed and thrown together. And whether they meant to do it or not, the timing was questionable. And it makes you wonder if Ortiz was being used as a pawn to cover up the last 24 hours. I think Ortiz, it was kind of sad, to be honest, because Ortiz deserved way better. You heard the crowd. They were like, what's going on? There wasn't even a huge response.
Of all the people, if that's true, and I tend to believe it was, if that's true, of all the people to use as a pawn in a public relations manipulation, that guy doesn't deserve it.
No. And I can't think of any other reason to have it happen last night the way it did, other than they're trying to get people to not pay attention to what happened with Dombrowski, yeah, which wouldn't is you want still weird.
Wouldn't you want to publicize that thing
yes.
a week out, two
yes.
weeks out?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that
yeah,
that's you something you want a big build-up to, a big run-up to, and less than 24 hours after you fire the director of baseball operations, president of baseball operations, you don't have any ownership talk about it. You send out a manager who's got more than enough problems to deal with anyway, problems that Dombrowski left him with. He's got to deal with that, and he has to face a firing squad twice. Once right after it happened, literally minutes after it happened, then and again the next day. I mean, it smacks of bad publicity. I don't know who's in charge of this. I guess it would be Warner. If you read the Francona book, you remember Warner was only concerned about the Red Sox winning in a sexy way. And this just, it was a mistake from the word go. And it's a shame that this is what we're talking about less than a year after they won the World Series. This is a jackpot of misgivings. It's awful.
So think about it. If you went to the game last night, the announcement was made on Twitter. And it wasn't even like a major announcement. I think that Shaughnessy had tweeted it. That was the first I saw
right.
it. And it was 45 minutes before first pitch. If you were going to the game and you weren't like checking Twitter or anything like that, there's a chance that you were in the stands and you had no idea that Big Poppy was making his return last night.
You want the stands full. You want people screaming for him.
Did you hear the crowd when he came out? It was more confusion than it was. I mean, Berg, no. Were you there last night? Did it seem that way where it was just like a fairly like confused crowd? Because it right. sure
Bird,
as hell
Bird, don't touch it.
All right. Okay. Because yeah. it sure as hell on TV didn't sound like a standing ovation for 2-3 minutes like you would have thought it would have been.
Right. No, it should have been David Ortiz Day. They should have announced it a couple weeks out. They should have said be there a half an hour before first pitch.
There's a video montage. It should have been a bunch of stuff.
Right. I mean, you know, it was huge news when he got shot. And
yeah, there wasn't even like right. There wasn't even like a video buildup. It was very, very weird. But there was baseball to be played, however.
The line, that one scooped. Urshela with the throw across the diamond. And that'll do it. The Yankees shut out the Boston Red Sox 5-0 here tonight. And a Red Sox run of three consecutive American League East titles officially comes to an end with this defeat. Yankees go 14-5 head-to-head against the Red Sox in 2019.
Yep, Yankees 5, Red Sox 0. That was that. They're officially eliminated from winning the AL East. That's okay because they still got a shot at getting that second wild card as they are only 8 games out and their percent chance of making the playoffs are about the same as Red Sox ownership having a set of clankers. And speaking to the press today, we shall see.
I still don't have any idea why you wouldn't speak to the press. There was, who cares? They got rid of Dombrowski. I mean, fine.
There's not one person that has called and vilified the move. Not one person. Not anyone onto this radio station. None of the media people who cover the team. None of the Red Sox are like, boy, we're going to miss him. Boy, it's a big loss for this organization. Have not seen anything like that from anybody.
No.
Everyone understands that Dombrowski is the teardown guy. He's not the build back up guy.
Right. Here,
this is somebody who just tweeted, said, I went to the game last night, and even though we were there for the start of the game, we missed Big Poppy because we had no idea.
Right. That's why they usually tell you when something's happening to be there a half an hour before first pitch.
Someone said, Chara's return with the jaw in game 5 shouldn't be louder than a Big Poppy return. I mean, yeah,
well,
I guess. I mean, it was from the brink of death. I mean, Ortiz almost died.
Well, Ortiz is the best ambassador this team has ever had.
Right.
I mean,
and he got treated poorly this way.
He did indeed over a non-controversial move. All right, Rich, what will we be talking about?
So much going on in Patriots land. Tom Brady talked to his buddy Jim Gray last night about Antonio Brown living in his house.
Piece of garbage.
Your favorite guy.
Yeah, human excrement. Yes, we will talk about that. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Done by Collins Aerospace. It is 64 degrees. It's 6:36. Collins has a hiring event September 10th at the Doubletree Hotel in Andover, Mass. From 2 to 8. Positions open in the Space Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance Programs. Apply now at jobs.collinsaerospace.com/Westford. Collins Aerospace is an equal opportunity employer.
How's your swing? Want tips to make it better? Want to get the latest updates on gear, the best courses? Want to know what's happening on tour? Want me to stop asking questions? Listen to the Sports Hub Golf Club, Saturday mornings at 7 with Hardy. And if you're heading to the links, listen to the Golf Club on the Sports Hub app. The Golf Club, from 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5 Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich.
What happened?
I've been bending over to talking in this mic for so long that it's finally starting to hurt my back.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find, because my mic is different than everyone else's, so I'm trying to find a position where I can actually not hunch over the board the entire day.
Can't straighten the microphone up a little higher?
No.
You need a little more. You need a little more length.
That's right.
No, but it's true. If you could extend it a little bit more.
They've told me that they can't. That they cannot do that.
Okay.
So this is just how life is going to be.
Okay.
So I'm trying different positions. If you're watching on Twitch.
Fred is like, his chair is super low, and it looks like he's the little kid sitting at the big table.
Yeah. It's like he's 5'5".
Right.
Right. And so, yeah, this is just how it's going to be. It's not healthy, I don't think, for 4 hours a day to be hunched over like that. You guys don't have to do that. No way this would be straightened, I've been told. All right, so, Rich, what's going on?
Well, the TV ratings for the Patriots were, of course, superb. They're a little bit up from the Thursday night debut, and that's kind of interesting seeing that the game was a complete and total blowout. But if you want to laugh, you can compare the ratings of the Patriots-Steelers and the Red Sox-Yankees from Sunday night. Can I just... Okay. If the Patriots-Steelers got a 36 share, what do you predict the Red Sox-Yankees in Boston got?
Three.
Two.
Two. You were correct. A two share.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost not fair. I mean, it was a game that really didn't mean anything for the Red Sox-Yankees. And, of course, it was the banner ceremony. But it just kind of puts in perspective just how massive the Patriots are in this town. Well, Tom Brady sat down with his best friend Jim Gray, as he likes to do once a week, and was asked a bunch of questions about, usually pre-written, it seems like, about what's going on.
There's no way they're in the same room, and there's no way that they're talking live.
No, they're not in the same room. Matter of fact, I think that Brady's on the on like an ISDN line or a phone.
Yeah, I think it's more like he's taping it into something, and that they just splice it together.
So here is Tom Brady being asked about Antonio Brown.
You don't judge anything. I'm not judging anything before. You know, I've had a chance to go out and practice and prepare, and I've had so many great teammates over the years. And, you know, Antonio, meeting him today, and I really enjoyed being around him. He's a very smart football player, knows how to play the game. He's been extremely productive. And the only thing that I know what we can do is to go out there and work at it and to meet and to communicate and to get on the practice field and go through things. So I'm not buying into any hype or potential. I'm into work. He's into work.
Well, you heard Al Michaels say that he talked to Robert Kraft. And, you know, when Robert Kraft said that he told Tom Brady, he said he was in 100%, then 1,000%, then 1,000,000%. And then he said that Antonio Brown could stay at his house. Jim Gray asked him about that. Hey, is Antonio Brown going to indeed stay in your home?
You know, I've asked a lot of guys over the years to stay at my house, and some have taken me up on it and others haven't. And, you know, I just want this transition for him to be really smooth. And it's been a lot of travel to go from the West Coast to the East Coast and, you know, again, learning the playbook. So I just want him to be comfortable. Whatever's up to him, I'm totally cool.
Make it happen. Make it happen. Have Antonio Brown go around Tom Brady's house, Instagramming live everything like he usually does.
Yeah, just have him go into bedrooms and
go through drawers.
Yeah, just Giselle's underwear. Just show everything.
Does it seem crazy that he would do that?
No.
Nope.
No.
Not in the least.
Can you imagine a house that's worse to stay in that, you know, that wasn't a hovel than Brady's?
Why?
With all the, like,
disciplined eating, like to a
I was just
going to
say,
degree.
Dinner time is a wild thing, I would imagine, at the Brady household. Yeah. Imagine if your kids are friends with Brady's kids, and Brady's like, you know what? Bring them over to the house. You know, we'll have dinner. Your kid will find absolutely nothing to eat at the Brady's.
No.
Throw a fit at dinner time.
Yeah, his kids played some sport with people's kids that I these people I know's kids. And yeah, there was no going over to Brady's.
Did he endorse that like chocolate for a while? Like unreal candy? It was like candy, I think.
I don't know.
It was all natural candy.
Oh, yeah. So
you're gonna get like weird candy.
It's what every kid wants.
All natural.
Right. All natural
wheatgrass candy.
Corn.
Wheatgrass flavored.
Jesus.
You know, lollipops.
But seriously, like you're in there and it's, you know, and then there's the weird guy massaging him all the time, Guerrero.
Yeah.
And you're just like that. You stay in someone's house, you ever feel like you got to sneak into the kitchen or you got to, like, you feel everywhere you go that you're.
Sure.
That it's, like, really uncomfortable. I cannot imagine a situation more uncomfortable than staying at Brady's house.
Well, it was announced yesterday that this Antonio Brown contract is almost essentially the Darrelle Revis contract. He had a second year, it was actually an option year for Antonio Brown in 2020 at $20 million, which becomes guaranteed if executed. It was done to help for cap purposes, and you know, as I said, almost the exact same thing that happened with Darrelle Revis. But one of the big questions was, is Antonio Brown going to get in trouble for secretly recording John Gruden on that video that was released? Because California is what's called a two-way state when it comes to wiretapping. Both sides need to be aware that a phone conversation is being recorded. And yesterday, the producer of that video, the guy who filmed Antonio Brown making that call, was on the Dan Le Batard show, and they asked him what happened there.
How did you find out that it isn't illegal to put that out without John Gruden's consent?
So the way that happened was I was shooting him all day. You know, I was like just documenting everything because eventually, you know, it'd be cool to use it in like a longer form piece. And he was talking to Drew Rosenhaus, and then suddenly he goes, oh, Gruden's on the line. So I wasn't really thinking at that point of anything, you know, and I wasn't going to be like, hey, tell him that you're recording, by the way, you know? So, so we recorded it and then I put it in the video. And then while we were doing it, AB's marketing manager calls him and he says, hey, do you guys know that that's illegal to, you know, post that without him, telling him first? And I was like, damn, he's right. So I was in the process of taking all the Gruden stuff out, and then I told AB, we told him, hey, just send the video to Gruden and then see what he thinks, because, like, we can get consent that way. So my whole thing the entire time when we were waiting for Gruden's response was that Gruden's going to be like, listen, AB, I love you, man, but, you know, that's disrespectful. I can't be having you.
Gruden gave permission.
I can't be having you post, like, our own conversations. Which is the response that I think anyone would think was going to happen. And then he responds like 15 minutes later, three texts. He goes, wow, I love it. Loved it. I love it. And I was like, what?
What?
All right.
And then we were like, all right, there's our consent. Like, keep the text message.
All right. I mean,
$10 million a year.
Nitrous.
I Gruden, man.
It's really funny.
I mean, he really did everything to keep Antonio Brown around.
Yeah, according to this guy that played with T.O., apparently it wasn't Gruden. It was entirely Mayock. Mayock screwed up that situation because apparently with guys like Brown, you got to pick your battles.
Well, that's why when they find him for that game that he was actually there in pregame, but he just didn't do the stretches with the team, isn't that what they find him for? He was actually practicing with Derek Carr. He was catching passes, but he didn't stretch with the team, and they find him. I was like, what are you doing, Mayock?
Yeah, the idea is that you put up with it until teammates start going after each other, which is what happened in Pittsburgh.
Shouldn't Mayock be commended for being a forward thinker and saying, this is obviously was a mistake. It's not going to work.
Well,
we have a way to recoup all the money.
Sure.
You know, let's get the paper trail started so we're not on the hook for anything. And obviously Gruden felt differently, but I don't think Mayock deserves blame here.
Well, No, if no, no, no.
If but, his goal was that he knew that he wasn't going to cooperate,
I think that's exactly team, what happened.
Then, okay. then yeah, then he did the right thing.
But if you want a guy around, there, it's interesting because there were the guy, and we'll get to it later in the show, says that if you, you know, you don't go BS on these guys, and that it's only a factor if teammates start fighting, which is what happened in Pittsburgh. And in this guy's opinion, who played with T.O., he's like, they had to get rid of him in Pittsburgh because Juju Smith-Schuster and Ben Roethlisberger were actively fighting with him.
Well, Brown got into it with Roethlisberger at the beginning of Week 17 of last year. That's why he left.
Right.
I mean, he had this injury, quote-unquote, but he left the team for 2 days after getting into it with Roethlisberger and then came back Saturday and said, I'm right, I'm ready to play.
Right. He's a different level of crap, and it's going to be interesting to see when he improvises on the field, but we shall see. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Well, Jerry Rice seems to think that maybe this whole play of Antonio Brown going to New England was in the cards the entire time. And also, we'll get to Monday Night Football last night, which, of course, lost me money.
There you go. We'll have that for you.
Thatcher and Rich. 98.5thesportshub.com is your connection to the world of Boston sports. Wherever you go. 98.5thesportshub.com.
Nobody likes things that are overcomplicated, which is why Salem 5 is helping you uncomplicate money. They're starting with ATMs. Salem 5 gives you access to more than 55,000 fee-free ATMs worldwide throughout the Allpoint network. That's how Salem 5 uncomplicates fees, which uncomplicates money, which uncomplicates life. Visit salem5.com/open to open an account in minutes. Member FDIC, member DIF.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
At the Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout. All from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This is a Patriots game winner.
Gangle to the left for Adam Vinatieri. 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good! It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
Hear every Patriots game on the flagship station of the New England Patriots. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now, 20 seconds with Scott Zolak.
Patriots down 28-3, fourth quarter of a Super Bowl, and they come back to win. To see the drive and sort of where that thing was heading, the improbability of a 99.9% chance of not winning this football game when that fourth quarter kicked off, and to come away after James White was pitched that football and to win it, just to see the euphoria of it, just the improbable comeback was my all-time highlight.
Hear more of Zo with Mark Bertrand, weekday mornings at 10 on 98.5, The Sports Hub. Now, 20 seconds with the Sports Hub's Mike Felger.
What it means to host a radio show in Boston about sports is the interaction that it matters here to everyone, and that's what makes it so great. You can come in and say something, and then it gets thrown right back in your face. You get challenged, confronted, and that's what makes it so great is that it means something to the people that you're talking to, and I don't think that exists in a lot of places.
Hear more from Mike with Tony Maz, weekday afternoons at 2 on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5, The Sports Hub. Here's another Patriots quick hit. Adam Vinatieri has proven time and time again that he's the best clutch kicker in NFL history. But even Patriots fans had reason to doubt as he lined up a potential game-winning kick in Super Bowl 38 against the Carolina Panthers. He'd already missed a 31-yarder and had a 36-yard attempt blocked as the ball sat on the Carolina 23-yard line with 9 seconds to go.
Angle to the left, 41-yard field goal attempt coming for Adam Vinatieri. Snap, ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, kick is good! Kick is good! Adam Vinatieri!
game winner as New England held on for a 32-29 win and their second title in 3 years.
To Smart at the 3, to the 5, to the 10, right to the 15, to the 20. He is hit. He is down. It is over. We're Super Bowl champions again.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, 20 seconds with Hardy.
There's one thing lacking in sports. I think it's a lack of compensation for these athletes. I mean, some of these guys are squeaking by on $8, $10, $12 million a year. Sometimes they're not even guaranteed. I mean, you might sign a $60 million deal and only make $30 million of it. I don't know how you're supposed to go on living not knowing where your next mansion is going to come from. I feel for them.
Hear more of Hardy weekdays at 10 with Zoe and Beat on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Turn Rich is brought to you by WestJet Airlines. WestJet now has nonstop flights to Toronto with great connections beyond. You'll love where you're going with WestJet, WestJet.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Jimmy Stewart and Mike Sarge Riley are wrestling inside the ropes.
WrestleMania 14 in Boston. That was the official kickoff to the Austin era as a champion, first time winning. It was a great time to be a fan when it was at the height. It was a great time, and that's why I think it's my favorite WrestleMania of all time, WrestleMania 14.
Download the Wrestling Inside the Ropes podcast on the podcast page at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I printed out a fairly long article, and you cannot, the pages don't come out in order, nor are they numbered, so you are kind of up the creek.
There is one person that I get texts from, and if it's a long text, it breaks it into different text bubbles, but it doesn't arrive in the right order. Does it happen to anybody else?
No.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like I'll get like a long text, and it'll be in 4 or 5 different bubbles, and it will start in the middle, and then it'll end at the end. I don't know why that happens or how, or I can't understand it, but that is a very strange thing that happens to me, much like you're getting printed out in all different order. Well, yeah. Jerry Rice is a gentleman who is in really good shape. We interviewed him at the Super Bowl this year, and he said that he talked to Antonio Brown when all this was going down.
Hey, Lo, we all got played, man. We did. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you because this guy, you know, he contacted me and he told me that he wanted to, you know, play ball here in the Bay Area. He wanted to be part of the San Francisco 49ers. I bought into it, you know, because I can only take a man at his word and stuff like that. But I think this, it was pretty much already planned. He had to take a different direction. I think when he asked to be released from the Steelers, he wanted to go to the Patriots. He wanted them to trade him to the Patriots. And it was no way that the Steelers would trade him to a rival. So he had to go a different route. And he decided to come through the Bay Area.
Yep. And he thinks that it was in the plans the whole time.
Yeah,
and
that's
so,
why he signed the deal. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
He signed that deal.
To me, it's the moment that he realized he could lose that guarantee that he was like, well, if that's the case, then let's go. And then I think he pushed things into motion and hired the social media consultant to get him fired, which is so dumb.
Yes. Apparently that it wasn't like, you know, someone who makes their living being a social media consultant. Apparently that was not as, that's kind of a glorified term for what the guy is.
Who is that? Mortensen who reported that?
Yes.
So, well, yeah. Okay, we'll take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
There. Well, New Orleans ends up winning last. By the way, doubleheader Monday Night Football. Can we just keep that and get rid of Thursday Night Football?
That'd be great.
Oh, my God. The
seven and a 10?
Oh, the 7 o'clock start time.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Good. Yeah, that's better.
Just get rid of Thursday night and make every Monday night a doubleheader. I would love that. I didn't even mind the backup broadcasting team last night. Matter of fact, and by the way, Jason Witten being gone, that is the definition of addition by subtraction.
You thought Booger was good last night?
Booger was fine, but he was better than Jason Witten.
That's true.
So, I mean, I didn't. There wasn't any moment where I was watching it going, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. I thought Booger was fine. He did an okay job. And he's not sitting in that giant throne that he used to be in awkwardly on the sidelines. So, once again, addition by subtraction. But New Orleans, that was New Orleans-Houston game of the week.
Will Lutz, can he put the cape on his back and become a hero here for these fans? 58-yard attempt for the win! Got it!
Just two of the best quarterbacks going back and back and back. As a matter of fact, Houston had the lead, I think, with like 38 seconds left. And then New Orleans gets within field goal range. They end up winning. But one of the highlights of the game wasn't even on a score. It was an interception that Deshaun Watson had thrown. And DeAndre Hopkins was the one who had to make the tackle. Dude picked him up and suplexed him.
Right on him as Hopkins comes inside that 20. Look at the time he has, and he wants every bit of it, and it is intercepted. That is Marcus Williams with the pick, and then something extra with the throwdown, and the flag rains in because of it.
So DeAndre Hopkins picks him up and then bends backwards and suplexes the guy, and they throw a flag. I mean, then I'm like, you know, if you're a wide receiver and you're trying to tackle a guy, you're trying to probably try to get him down however you can. It almost kind of seemed like he was caught up in the moment, but DeAndre Hopkins afterwards was asked, you know, what did you think of the penalty for you tackling the guy?
No, I didn't know I couldn't tackle like that. The ref said you can't tackle like that, so I guess, you know, I'll play touch next time, tag.
Oh, DeAndre.
I guess just wrap him up and just hope, you know, his teammates don't come over there and knock you out.
You should get extra points, I think, for tackling a guy like that.
I agree. It's fun, but DeAndre Hopkins, I'm sure, would love it if someone did that to him.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
If you hit a linebacker somehow in some way, keep up with him, which is highly, a safety, let's say.
It just happened so fast.
Right. But
which
it's
made
just,
it look extra cool.
There are guys in the NFL that could throw DeAndre Hopkins about 20 yards.
Throw him into the crowd.
Yeah. So if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, I'm not getting crazy about the rules of tackling.
No. And of course, Oakland actually ended up winning last night, which sucks. But John Gruden was asked again afterwards about Antonio Brown.
Well, as much as people talk about it, I mean, my God. I mean, I feel like someone's smashing my temple on the side of the head. Get over it, man. It's over. You know, we were good the preseason without him. You know, we're going to be fine without him. And we wish him the best. But, you know, we gave it a shot. And now New England gets their turn. Good luck to them. But I just can't, I can't deal with it anymore, really. Sorry.
And now the Broncos won't win a game for another 7 weeks. Their schedule is heinous. They had to win that game.
There's a lot of teams that seems that they are going into a gauntlet, kind of like the Patriots right before their bye week, and then they actually start playing decent teams until the last two games.
They have until week 9, I think.
Yes.
It's just
the
like...
the Baltimore game in Baltimore.
Just whistling, coasting right past everyone.
Yep. That's why you need Antonio Brown to act out. That's why you need something to happen. And it might be, I'm starting to think, a slow boil. Because I guess a big problem, you know, they say, oh, he was never a problem on the field. And, you know, he's great. But
well, it depends on who you talk to.
But apparently he loves to freelance. And Brady does not like you freelancing.
That's one of those guys. All. The guy we're going to have on, Jerry Dulac, in the 8 o'clock hour, that's another one of the things he talked about. All the busted routes, all the change routes that Antonio Brown ran in Pittsburgh got kind of glossed over because they were winning and because he and Roethlisberger were playing nice. And more to your slow boil point of view, I mean, look, Rich was talking about it yesterday. For about 3 weeks, he's going to be great.
Yep.
You know, I got to get along here. You know, I got this is a chance for me to get one big score, and then his personality is going to take one big score after the season is over. Then his personality is going to take over, and he can't help himself.
Well, think about this: the first game that Edelman gets 10 catches, then you have, you know,
and that's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's Julian Edelman's role is not going to change.
James White's going to have 10 catches. Edelman's going to have 10 catches, and Brown's going to have 4. And all of a sudden, maybe I start to streak it down the sideline.
And I'm already nervous because ever since Antonio Brown has been in the building, he hadn't tweeted anything.
I don't like Instagram.
I mean, he went on an assault for a while there, and I was like, woohoo, best Instagram on the planet.
I don't like that he hasn't done it, but I mean, it's only been a couple days.
I know, so let the slow boil. I like that theory a lot.
Yeah,
I do. I like that theory a lot.
I thought that from the beginning. I thought he was going to be a good soldier for at least a month.
Oh, sure.
Yep.
Sure. He'll
He has to fit in, at least at the beginning.
Right. Yep. And like, oh, this is my dream, and this is the GOAT. Give me 201 odds that at one point he says, I thought this was the GOAT. And like when referring to him not being able to get the ball.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, like if Brady was the GOAT, he'd throw me the ball more?
Yeah, I thought Brady was the GOAT. I could see that happening. All right, no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.